I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Pecos River overflow is expected to spill over the banks of the river near Dexter, Hagerman, and Lake Arthur sometime today or possibly Thursday. That according to Dexter Fire and Rescue Chief Justin Powell.
It does show potentials of where this water is going to go. Hagerman is pretty well safe. I mean, the river is far enough to the east. I mean, there's obviously always going to be a few houses that are next to the river itself that you kind of got to worry about. But it's pretty going to be pretty contained once it gets past about halfway between Dexter and Hagerman. It's pretty well contained, especially on the east side. It's got higher terrain over there, so that pretty well holds it in place. It'll speed the flow up a little bit, but it doesn't have the ability to actually spread. It'll have to be funneled down a little bit there. The bridge on the east side of Hagerman is great big. I don't foresee any problems there. We didn't have any in 2013, so I don't foresee any problems with that.
There will be signs and barricades posted in the area. Obey them, says Powell. Don't drown, turn around. The City of Eunice councilors decided that borrowing a loan for almost $2 million to build a new rodeo arena was just too steep for them and have tabled the matter for now. The payback on the loan would have been for 20 years at a 3.35% interest with an $11,000 monthly payment. And for some counselors, it was just too much. The rodeo arena will just have to wait. New Mexico State Police have not yet released any information on a vehicle crash in Eddy County which caused the fatality of a juvenile. MTD Radio News called on a first responder source and they gave us this bit of information. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.